Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That's what I call professional. That's professionals on their day off. Thank you for coming out once again to the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. It's we're in the year 2015 on Sunday, February 20, too fast, too furious, at 1 o'clock. And it's Oscar Sunday. Yeah. I figured people that are excited about the Oscars probably wouldn't come out this afternoon, but maybe... Is anybody excited about the Oscars? Okay. Yeah. A few of you are into it, and I'm into it just because of tradition and, you know, because it's a party or whatever. I get high and watch it, you know. But it's funny how angry some people are about the Oscars on Twitter. Like, like it's, you know, ruined their day that they have to read Oscar tweets. I just put it down for the day, you know, if I were them. That's what I do during. I don't even have an example. Because if it's live and everybody's tweeting it, I want to be involved. All right. Today's episode is another Tournament of Championships round. Yes, the winner of which will compete in the third Super Tourney against Scott Aukerman and a third player to be determined. And the winner of that showdown will go up against Matt Myra and John Hamm in the Super Duper Tournament of Champs. Yeah, so let's get to it. But quickly, from the corrections department, it's I'm still here, not I'm not there, or I'm not here. That sounds like a line from the new Dr. Seuss book that they just dug up. And did you hear that? They're putting out a new Dr. Seuss. They found some old drawings in a drawer. Yeah, I don't know if that's so great for the. As a dead person, I don't know if he'd appreciate that. But Jeff Tate was very confidently wrong in the episode where we discussed that movie, and. It's kind of a weird place to do that correction, too, because I've been getting a lot of people on Twitter correcting me and telling the corrections department, and this episode's not going to be available for a week because it's going to be a premium episode for $2. So it's still going to be another week of me getting tweets from people saying, why isn't the corrections department... Oh, that's a weird... There's some weird gifts in the prize bag, you guys. We'll get into that in a second. So after the show's over, I'm going to race over to CineFamily. We're going to do a Dining with Doug and Karen potluck, hopefully out on the patio. I think they're putting up some tents for the to keep the rain off of us. Isn't it weird that the severe drought that this state is in, and then for 6 or 7 hours one afternoon, it decides to rain? I think God doesn't like the... some of those movies that got snubbed this year. I think he's mad about Lego Movie getting snubbed. Then David Oyelowo getting snubbed. So those were the two big ones, right? I thought Jake Gyllenhaal got super snubbed. And he's white. So what do you do about that? He was great too and also didn't get nominated. Joaquin Phoenix, Ralph Fiennes. It was a good year for lead actor performances, I think. I'll dump into the prize bag once we get I'll jump into it once we get these guys out here. Please welcome Tournament of Championship qualifiers, Chris Cubis, Mark Wahlberg, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, aka Little Wolverine. Very polite panel so far.
I was told
you all just won. You all just won the Zach Galifianakis Award for not speaking. And but who did? Who was speaking there? Was this Sam?
I spoke.
Sam Levine is here, everybody.
Oh, thank you. I was told everyone would be dressed up, Doug.
You are a liar. You're going to some sort of fancy event right after this, and you had to dress up for it. No time to go home and change. Am I right?
That is accurate.
Yeah, there you go. Can you tell us what the fancy event is?
It's I'm going to be dancing with a bunch of corpses.
He was very excited that for the last, like, the first time he went to this party, Ernest Borgnine was there.
Oh, you're going to an old person affair.
Yep. Yep.
Old school Hollywood.
Old school Hollywood
there.
Is where I go on Oscar night. I want to hang out with Buzz Aldrin and Richard Dreyfuss.
Why?
Who have both been at my table. That is not a joke.
Buzz Aldrin punched me once, but the point is...
Doug!
why do you go to this thing? You just like it?
I love it. I love old Hollywood, so... Yeah.
All right.
Why Plus, not? Everybody's asleep by the time the red carpet's over, so the party ends early and go home and get some sleep.
Damn right.
When you have the full beard like that going,
yeah.
it does that discourage the old people from pinching your cheeks?
Funny you should ask.
Because I think that's what it's there for.
Yes, it does. That is exactly why I grow it. Shaving it off tomorrow.
Wow, okay.
It served its purpose.
If we still had one of those saving club things as a sponsor, I'd drop their name right now, but we don't, because I don't believe in it.
No.
I don't believe in God or shaving. So, Chris Cubis is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Came in from Austin, Texas to be with us today.
I did.
And will be joining us this afternoon over at the CineFamily.
Yeah, I'm excited. And, I'm going to make jokes for 4 hours. It's going to be very easy.
Yeah, well, you know, you can also have your device out and tweet stuff, you know, because you don't want to leave everybody out. But it's really fun to have a microphone during the Oscars and an audience sitting behind you. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah. What's your – do you have a snub this year that you didn't care for?
I mean, Selma a little bit, but more so, I feel like Transformers 4 was like just the worst snubbing.
Fucking tell me, bro.
Mark Wahlberg is here, everybody.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Somebody tweeted at me yesterday. They were curious, like how much in touch you are with the Funky Bunch.
Not much.
Like, do you speak to any of them? And they had one particular one in mind. I had to write it down because I had no idea there was a guy who had this name in the Funky Bunch. But do you keep up with Hector the Booty Inspector?
No, but he's really fucking good at it. No, I've said this before. People don't want to listen to me. I don't know why. Due to their parole violations, none of them can leave the fucking state. So when we went on the road, I was like, I'm just going to fucking do this by myself. And I left them there. But whenever I'm back, I see them and give them like a ham or something.
Wait, their parole violations? Didn't you blind a Vietnamese man when you were 15?
That's not true, actually. That guy lost his eye in Vietnam, and if you want to Google it.
Yeah, but didn't you go most of your life thinking that you had in fact blinded that guy?
No, I took credit for it for a long time.
Okay.
The fact, I was trying to rob a place. He thought I shouldn't do that. I disagreed. I won the argument.
And you brought for the prize bag today.
Greatest fucking gift of all time.
It looks, holding it, it's like a book, but it's not.
But you don't have to read
it. It's the opposite of a book. It's the Wahlburgers TV series.
Season one. All of fucking season one.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's not just any old copy of the DVD. That is an Emmy screener.
Yep. For your consideration.
So A&E spent their own money sending out the entire first season of the Wahlburgers in the hopes that the Television Academy would
You made them do that, didn't you, Mark?
I asked one time. They said yes.
Yeah, that's how that works. What did you bring for the prize bag, Chris Cubis?
I brought... Well, you can start with Laverne Tripp, From Death Unto Life. It's a very made-up story about how Satan made him do drugs, and then Jesus got him off of drugs. There's a couple good ones. This one I like a lot. It's called On Our Own. I brought it for this reason. The tagline is a movie every family should see just for the fun of it. The first line of the description, Doug, read the first line of the description on the back.
In a world where Terry...
Down here. Oh. The description.
Jesus Christ, you read it.
I'll read it, all right.
It's so dark up here.
Tells the moving tale of four children abandoned by their father and left to fend for themselves when their mother dies. Just for the fun of it. You know, like, a good afternoon with the family.
I know a lot of people like that in South Boston.
Yeah. And this part of the cover, that's where they got the sign, the border, down by the border... of the family running across the road is directly from On Our Own. Well, that's... You haven't watched this film?
I have not. I did watch the last one I brought, which is Dennis the Swan Swanberg's Back-to-Back Laughter. He is a comedian / Christian minister. And some of his bits include Thumping and Pinching. And Hug Your Mother! That's another good one that he's very excited about.
Rat Raid!
Yeah. He does Barney Fife 6 times across the course of that special. And then after we finished it, I was like, oh, I got to go to the website and see what this dude's about. And as soon as you bring up his website, it goes, hi, I'm Dennis Swanberg. Or as Barney Fife might say, it's the very first thing on his website. It's the only thing he's proud of.
All right. All that could be somebody's. All of that is going to be someone's burden. Some stuff to get rid of. And Sam always brings a dazzling array of DVDs. Mm-hmm. In this case, we have a copy of Funhouse.
Yep, it's the horror triple feature.
Oh, I see. The Funhouse.
The Funhouse.
And then which three movies is it?
Well, no. I'm saying all three of those are a good triple feature.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The Burning?
Oh, The Burning. You want to talk about Weinstein. Harvey and the other guy... Bob, before the Weinsteins, before they were Miramax,
made this, The Burning?
Oh, yeah.
And the catchphrase on this one, it's the slogan is, gather around the campfire to die.
And they do.
And have fun.
In order.
Starring a
Spoiler alert, bro. It's starring
a young but still bald George Costanza, which is very interesting. Jason Alexander's in that movie, and he's bald, and he's 19 years old.
1981.
And
The Fog.
Poorly remade recently, but the John Carpenter version of The Fog.
Yeah.
Which I like that movie. I guess it probably doesn't really hold up by today's standards, but if you're going to remake it, do something interesting, not what they did. Doug Loves Movies T-shirt, of course. A copy of one of my CDs. This whole bag is from the nice folks at the Traverse City Film Festival. here's a, one of the things is a slice of cherry pie. Or it's a, like it's a whole pie, but it's small. It's like a pie for one. Or two, if you have someone that you're like that with. That you could sit down and have half a pie each and not not feel shame. And lighter from Chameleon, glass, and some koozies for some reason. Lots of stuff in there. Somebody's going to win all of that today as we play a Tournament of Championships round of the Leonard Maltin game. Gentlemen?
Yes, sir?
Pick your name tags.
Ooh, early.
Hold that thought.
What do you mean early? We got to play to 5 points. We got to get into this shit. There are some great ones. Where have you guys been on Tuesdays?
Not just that he's sitting up front.
Sam always picks one that his short legs can get to. You look good, though, Sam.
I do look good.
You're gonna, all those old people are going to love you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
One of them's going to put you in their pocket and take you home. Chris got a big one.
Ooh, I even like
yeah, he does.
Mark went all that way and has picked the lady in the front row on his way back to the stage.
Sometimes you just got to make people feel like they're looked at.
Did everybody feel looked at? No, they didn't did. Really. They're not feeling it.
Bullshit. I fucking looked at you and you'll never forget it.
It really is a special, special day. I guess really quickly before we start the games.
Yeah, dude.
Sam, what's going to win Best Picture today?
I fear it's going to be Boyhood, but I want it to be Birdman.
Okay.
Yeah, Boyhood fucking sucks.
I wonder if there's a name for that fear yet. It seems very specific, but maybe...
It's called the fear of Crash.
Oh, God. That first Crash by Cronenberg deserved Best Picture more than the second one.
Damn right it did.
Mark, what do you think? What's going to win?
Best Picture?
Yeah, don't give me this either-or stuff. You're Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Just name it.
I think they're going to make up for the mistake last year.
Oh, no.
They're going to go with American Sniper.
Because they didn't...
Lone Survivor. They know they should have fucking made Lone Survivor win Best Picture last year. They're making up for it. It's like when that black dude from Training Day finally won a fucking Oscar.
You mean the guy from Two Guns?
Yeah, no,
the
your co-star in Two Guns?
No. First of all, people think we were in that fucking movie. It was like 10. They did everything in fucking post. I never saw that guy once. And I was looking forward to it, too. I was like, were you in Glory? Did they really fucking hit you? And he never fucking showed up to set.
But was there at least a guy in a bear suit?
Oh, yeah, there's always a guy in a fucking bear suit. That's not my fucking writer. Half the time it's fucking Donnie just sweating his ass off.
What movie did you say? Oh, yeah. And Chris?
I mean, it's going to be Boyhood. I want to say
you should
Selma.
Be proud of Austin.
Yeah,
Austin made.
No, it's good. Boyhood's obviously very good, but my genetics make me want to say Selma for some reason. It's not. I mean, whatever.
Selma's fucking.
You liked
perfect.
It?
Was it? I didn't. I mean, yeah. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
Doesn't make any sense. Did something change? Like, it's the same. He's not a robot. They're not going to turn out that he's a robot or something, right? It's not Chappie.
You think that's why people aren't going? Is because there's not an extra twist?
Yeah. I feel like everyone thought it was going to be M. Night Shyamalan's Selma, and there would be a nice twist at the end where he turned out to be
just
an alien.
Just as long as it's not fucking Boyhood.
Really?
Boyhood is the best fucking mockumentary since Spinal Tap.
Why are you so angry about Boyhood?
It's fucking boring. It's fucking, I kept, like, every scene, I'm like, is this the scene where this kid's gonna fucking die? Nobody else fucking thought that continuously throughout this movie. It's like he's getting uglier and closer to death.
Well, that's just mean.
I know, I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
I don't think anyone's gonna root for you here today after that kind of.
Are you kidding me? Are you guys Americans? You're gonna fucking root for me.
I think what this crowd likes is excellent gameplay. Like when you do well, they're going to enjoy that a great deal. You guys have all had some amazing pulls to be here. You've had to answer in negative names at least once recently. Do you remember what yours was, Chris?
I want to say it was either Die Hard 2. I think it was Die Hard 2. Or maybe, I think it was Die Hard 2.
And all you did is negative one, you just had to say Bruce Willis?
Yeah, because I was, like, easy with it. I almost said negative two, but then I was like, why stretch?
Who's in the two slot on that, John Amos?
I don't know. I hope it's John Amos, but I doubt it.
Who are you playing for, Chris?
I am playing for, I'm guessing, Ashley? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yes. Ashley. And it's thank you for thank you for talking. And it's Mark Wahlberg and John Hamm and Sam Levine and you. Toking?
Toking.
The head is blocking the letter. I can't see.
I would think you picked that because it had the word toking in it. But
I picked it because it was big. And
big
I was,
and yellow.
I got tired walking halfway to the back of the room, so I just grabbed this one. I mean, I'm not on it, but whatever.
It's involved. I like it.
Yeah, they fucking traced it. It's great.
What about...
It does look just like you. There's a good drawing of your...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Who are you playing for, Mark?
I am playing for... Lone Saraviar.
Wow, that is really... She really got that in there, but she had no choice. She might have guessed that you were going to be here today and wanted to make sure that your favorite movie was on her name tag.
And she put a scar on my face that looks like her.
Yeah, why are you in... Why... She's doing this weird cheerleading thing or pose where she's holding one foot up way up high in the air, but it's on his face.
I mean,
at first I really thought it was a wound.
Well, it also says based on true acts of courage.
Right.
Like putting herself in this picture.
I'll be honest with you guys. I saw my own face, and then I saw a girl who could spread her legs like that, and I'm like, I'm in.
All right, I got to try to make a Vine of this. Because people are going to want to see this. Who you got down there, Sam?
I got Andy Glorious Bastards. And Andy did some fine Photoshop work here and put my head on Brad Pitt's body, which I think we can all agree is a win-win situation.
I don't know. I don't want to agree to that.
We've all agreed on it.
No. I want out. All right, here we go. I'm going to try to find this. Hi, Chris. Hold that up, Mark. Yeah, that's good. Sam, Glorious Bastard. All right, I think that worked. All right, that's who you guys are playing for. And
is your name Lone?
Sarah.
Got it.
And Chris is playing for Toking. You're playing for Sarah. And Sam's playing for some bastard.
Yep.
To determine who goes first in today's game, we've got pre-recorded lines that were sent to us by Mark Wahlberg. And we're going to play one of those right now.
Doug,
and...
I got to say, this seems a little unfair.
Wait.
All right, let's change it up. I got a different idea for a game. Let's play.
Damn it.
Let's play. He was so excited.
I was pretty sure I knew which one it was.
Let's play Cluster Flicks or the Don't Yell Amy Adams game. Here's what's going to happen, you guys. I'm going to name three movies that share an actor or actress. That I thought of. Other movies might share, it's unlikely, but there may be other answers that are correct, but it has to be the one I'm thinking of. I'm going to say three movies, and then each of you has a chance right there to jump in and after the third name and say actor's name you think it is. Then I'll start adding names while you guys are guessing until somebody gets it.
Okay.
Have you played this before, Sam?
I think once, and it was really much harder because, well, I'll save that till the end.
Oh.
I'm also saving things till the end.
All right, here's your first three movies. Don't answer till you hear all three, if you're that quick and that good. Who was in Autumn in New York, The Mexican, and Hidalgo? Who is in all three of those films?
Just say it.
Any guesses?
Viggo Mortensen?
No. I'm sure he was in Hidalgo.
Oh, fuck, yeah, he was.
J.K. Simmons?
That is correct.
Here's her Oscar winner. I've already told people, if he doesn't win tonight, I'm leaving.
What?
I'm fucking leaving. If he doesn't win, I'm leaving. And I'm going to make a big fucking J.K. scene
Simmons.
About it, too.
If J.K. Simmons doesn't win the Oscar, he's leaving.
Oh, I thought he had a Sam Levine
doesn't win the game.
Yeah, it took me a second, too.
Aren't you going to leave eventually?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Donnie's taking me to the fucking red carpet.
So you're going to the awards?
Yeah, I'm going straight from fucking here. I don't even... Look... Donnie loves to be waved through barricades. So when I get out, I'm just going around the corner and taking an Uber home. But he will love people, cops in white gloves, being like, yeah, you can go through here with your fucking Chevy 88. Come on through. So I'm doing it for him.
All right, well, thank you for coming by here. Such a busy day.
That's a great fucking primer.
You got to go home and change, right? You're not going to wear that to the...
No. They told me
you're going to do something with your hair, aren't you?
I did already. It looks fucking great.
I took a second whack at that, maybe.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Chris, do you have anything to add?
Sam, you're going to your part. Do you also like getting waved through barricades?
They never waved me through. No, I have to tip people to get through.
Really?
No.
No.
I think you'd be very popular at those places.
You're talking to the star of Pulse. He can go anywhere in the
very much. Thank you very much.
Both of you. I wasn't mean. I was just referencing a thing he did.
A very popular movie.
Sam, we should do a movie together.
We've been in three.
Which ones?
I was in most of the Transformer movie, and I was
background?
In some of... yeah.
No, you weren't. Were you really fucking about?
No.
No, dude, fuck with me like that, dude.
I'm sorry, Mark.
Sam wasn't the voice of Optimus Prime?
What? No, Optimus Prime was the voice of fucking Optimus Prime.
Yeah, obviously. That's right. They don't tell Mark what's going on with
Mark,
that
Mark, I would
stuff
be honored to do a movie with you.
Oh, man, we should do a movie. We just rob arcades or something. Call it One Quarter a Time. You in?
100%.
Okay. Start on Tuesday.
Tuesday's not good for me.
No, I just fucking greenlit it. We're starting on Tuesday.
All right. Sorry.
Drop everything, Sam.
Okay.
And do this movie.
All right.
Sam gets to go first, gets to pick category. We're playing to 5 points. If by some miracle we get to a three-way tie where each of these gentlemen has 4 points apiece, we will play the asparagus pea category to settle this thing. I'm excited. I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even pick who I think is going to win.
Can I? It's Sam Levine.
No.
But I think Boyhood's going to win Best Picture.
Yep.
That's my prediction. Mm. Mm. Sorry, Mark Wahlberg.
It's all right.
I mean, he's sort of a lone survivor. Like, he makes it...
Well, yeah, that, and I'm also used to people who deserve Oscars not getting them, so... Talking about me.
Like Gloria Swanson?
What's that?
Like Gloria Swanson?
Is that the lady who sells like ice cream trucks to like suburban wives and stuff like that?
Sure.
Okay. You never had Swanson's?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking quality meals right there.
Yeah.
You do like, they got like preheated tortellini and chicken, and then you get like some Neapolitan ice cream and eat it with your grandma, you're fucking good to go. I mean, if she deserves an Oscar, give it to her, but her food's fucking great. That's all I'm saying.
You're always so serious in interviews and stuff. Like, when you come on my show, you really cut loose and have fun. I feel like this is a safe place. Yeah. Okay, so you'll get to go second after Sam picks a category here and starts the bidding.
Got it.
Sam, would you like... It's Oscar Sunday, so I have to do an Oscar category. So the category is called Oscar... And it's Sylvester Stallone movies that got nominated for an Oscar. One or more.
Okay.
This is going to come out about a week from now, so hopefully on the day that people start listening to it is the birthday of the great Javier Bardem. So the films of Javier Bardem.
Uh-huh.
And your third option, at Top Men Pod suggested Weezer. And that's movies where someone has asthma.
Huh.
Which one of those
Let's
would you like to play?
Go with the Oscar category.
All right. This is a movie that Sylvester Stallone is involved with in some way that is also a recipient of Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie. The year is 1976.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what can I say about this? He says it's an old B movie brought up to date. And he also says that, Yeah, that's tough to pick anything else out that doesn't give it away if I haven't already. So that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
And there's six names.
-2.
What am I searching for another clue so hard for? Sam knew which movie it was when he picked the category, probably. Mark, what are you going to do with that?
Let's see here. You went to on that. It's 1976. It's a B movie. And it's not actually the movie B movie. Because that came out later. I felt like you almost gave it away when you said that until I realized it was 76. All right. What is that human's name?
I'm just going to put my pen on the paper near Sam's name.
Yeah, I feel like you're probably going to, which sucks because it's less time that people will get to look at me. Let's go name it, bro.
Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone and Talia Shire.
That is correct, of course. I was pretty shocked to discover, because I got excited about this category, and then I was shocked to discover that Rocky is the only film Sylvester Stallone's ever been in that's ever gotten nominated for any Oscars at all.
Really? Yeah. Not even Copland?
Copland didn't get nominated for anything.
Demolition Man nods?
Okay, I didn't go that deep. Maybe Demolition Man. Something might have gotten a Best Song nomination, because there's always weird movies, you know, end up being Oscar nominated because of a song.
Is that okay to ask?
Burt Young?
Third Build would
or
be...
Burgess.
It could go either of those two gentlemen, and it was Burt Young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then Carl Weathers, then
Ooh,
Burgess Meredith.
Son of a bitch! That's then, low for
and
Burgess.
And then someone named Thayer David, who I could not tell you what character he plays in the film with his with that billing.
But does Joe Spinell make the list?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Weird,
is
huh?
Joe Spinell going to be at your party later? Who the fuck?
Joe Spinell is Joe Spinell. Very deceased, I'm afraid.
So, yes, he will be there.
You heard it here, you guys. Joe Spinell is very diseased. He's one of the more diseased actors out there. In fact, he's a maniac. And was the inspiration for the song in Flashdance.
And he's in the... there you go. You got it. He's a movie maniac.
All right, so Sam's got a point. Sam's on the board with 1 point. And we get to go to Chris and then to Mark. And Chris gets to pick between... you're at a slight disadvantage with this one, so it's probably good that it came up when it was your turn. The category is called Cocktail because it's movies that have drinks named after them at the bar at the Arclight movie theaters here in Hollywood.
Well, as I live in Texas, that's a helpful category for me.
Right? So you're not going to pick that. Or the Babadookie. And that, of course, is horror movies that Leonard did not care for, that he gave 2 stars or less. And we know that he's kind of notorious for not liking horror in general. And then your third option, HB4H on Twitter suggested Valentine's Dre. And that's romantic movies that have hip-hop artists in them.
Ooh, fuck yeah, dude.
Which... Which one of those 2 categories would you like to play?
Because I qualify for that third one, right?
What do you mean?
What was your romantic movie? 2 Guns?
Departed. Right? I qualify for that.
I think Fear is probably your most romantic movie. Or The Happening.
Oh, The Happening. Fuck yeah. The Happening's a struggle of one man who loves another woman who plays a ukulele. It's fucking great.
I'm going to go Babadookie.
All right. Would you like a horror film that Leonard did not care for from 2006 or 2010?
2006.
2006. Two stars from Leonard for this movie. That he says there's an unrated version that runs 113 minutes, but the theatrical is just a mere 108. This is one of the lead performances in this movie is horrid, and then in parentheses, and not in the good sense. And he also says it has a weak story. I told you he didn't like horror movies very much. And he lists 7, 10, 12 names.
I'm going to say 8 names.
He's saying 8 names, Mark Wahlberg. 2 stars from Leonard for this horror movie.
All right.
That's a big pile of Babadookie.
Came out in 2006, so that's early Entourage.
The interesting way of keeping track.
I'm going to go name it.
Time. What? How many names?
8.
You're giving him 8 names.
It's a fucking horror movie. It's got like somebody's niece in it.
All right, here's your 8 names.
Yeah, Ashley Bacon is in this movie.
Because of Kevin. Fucking, I got that.
The 12th billed name person in this movie is Donnie Wahlberg. So you're right about the somebody's niece thing.
And it's fucking scary.
Alan Von Sprang is in this movie. Costas Mandalore. J, just the first initial. This guy didn't want to be too too known for this.
Z?
J LaRose. Lyric Bent. That's got to be a rapper or something, right?
Or just something Lyric, he does.
Lyric Bent. Barry... I want to say Flatman? Let's just not worry about that name.
Yeah.
And then, how many was that? That's 7. 6. Dina Meyer. And... these names are ridiculous.
It's fine. It's not going to matter. I mean, I don't think I have... it's one of the Saw movies. It's a question of what sequel in 2006. I am going to say Saw 3.
There's a person whose name is M-P-H-O, Mpho, and their last name is K-O-A-H-O, Kwa-ho-ho. And it really is Barry Flatman.
And Lyric.
And Alan Von Sprang and Donnie Wahlberg is 12th billed in Saw 3.
Wow. There you go, dude. I'm going to be totally fucking honest here. 1, would not have got it. 2, did not know Donnie did anything in 2006. Sarah, I'm going to tell you right now, if this doesn't fucking work out, and it's looking like it might not, you can still stretch your leg like that, and that makes you a fucking winner, okay? Seriously, there's money in that move.
All right, we're going to start with Sam, and then go to Mark again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always a bridesmaid.
Always a bride.
Yes, that's the expression.
That is the expression.
That's how it is in my fucking life.
You're always everything?
I am fucking everything.
Okay. Sam, would you like someone named Krev Alex on Twitter suggested want to do some nines? And that category is films from 1999. Pardon the Interruption is a category of movies that I'm going to be interrupting soon. And then your third option is we're going to need a bigger goat, which of course is films set on a farm.
I will take films set on a farm.
We're going to need a bigger goat.
Sorry, we're going to need a bigger goat.
films that take place on a farm. Two stars from Leonard for this movie from 1993. He says about this movie that takes place over Thanksgiving break. It's a sweet clue. Says the lead actress in this movie has an infectious cackle.
She should get that checked out. Obamacare covers cackles now. It's fine.
What was happening earlier when Sam said something like you were going to tell us afterwards what you were thinking?
Oh, for the first game, the cluster flicks.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, the first time we played it, I didn't know that when you were like, oh, there's an actor in these, and common in all three movies, it was going to be like a small part actor. And so that's why I didn't want to say that.
I could have waited till later. Yeah. Again, more later.
Glad you brought it up, Doug. Glad you brought it up.
I just know some people are sitting around going, when are they going to talk about that?
Oh, burning
so I'm
question.
We
all
found
the,
out that it
all
wasn't
the home
worth
listeners
the trouble.
Are wondering too.
Okay, all right. So, what was happening? Where were we?
Thanksgiving weekend '93.
Infected.
And someone
cackle.
Has an infectious cackle.
Infectious cackle.
And he lists eight names. How many names can you get it in? Takes
eight.
Place on a farm.
Eight names.
Okay, Mark.
Lives on a farm. Infectious cackle. Did you give a year? I apologize.
93?
93.
Let's see. Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Seven names.
You know what? I don't want to take advice. How many did he say? Seven names.
He says seven, Chris. Twisted his arm.
That's too many. Five names.
He says five, Sam.
Well, you're impressed with Saw 3.
Right?
Bet you can do it again in that movie.
It's a little more in my wheelhouse than farm Thanksgiving movies.
You're telling him to name it, Sam?
Yes, name that movie, Chris.
All right, five names. Here's your five names. Dan Gauthier.
That's someone I used to know.
Dennis Berkeley.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. You're right. You're right to enjoy that.
Dennis Berkeley, who I believe is the grandson of Busby. And Patrick Renna. Mason Adams. And Cindy Pickett.
I don't know a single one
of
those
people. That was a rough pull. But maybe you know a movie that took place on a farm around that time.
Thanksgiving. I feel like maybe Reese Witherspoon saw her family over break or something, and there was a dude. I'm just going to say.
It's not Sweet Home Alabama.
That's where I was going, and that's not it. I really don't know. I'm going to say Home for the Holidays. That was a movie that existed.
That is what I thought it was.
Yeah,
it's Jodie Foster directed.
Yeah, but
that,
I think
right?
That's later.
Yeah.
This is the actress in question was Carla Gugino.
Ooh.
And the motion picture is Son-in-Law starring Pauly Shore.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Tiffany Thiessen's in that one, too, isn't she?
If she wants to be.
I believe she is.
She doesn't.
I don't see her on the list here.
Well, then she's in another Pauly Shore movie.
Yeah, you think she'd build better than Dan Gauthier.
Patrick Renna, by the way, who you named, was the great Hambino in The Sandlot.
Oh!
Just throw that out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Sam. You got two points. You're in the lead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for challenging Chris. So that means we're going to start with Mark and then go to Sam.
Doesn't anybody knock?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You guys want to do some lines?
I'm always down for fucking
lines. You guys want to just did some lines? All right.
You guys glad we did lines?
Yeah. All right, so you're in the base, you're in the cellar. You're out of it so far, Mark. You got it.
That's all right.
It's time to rise up.
I will, dude.
Okay.
I came back after that Planet Ape movie, didn't I?
Do you think Think you'll ever work with Tim Burton again?
No. You know why?
Yeah, I was hoping for something interesting. Why?
I'm not weird enough. Like, he likes all of his people to look like they're in recovery. And I'm like, no, dude, I'd rather look like I just fucking worked out.
I think that you get along best with the craziest directors.
How do you figure?
That's my opinion.
What do you mean, like Bay?
Yeah.
You mean Beyonce?
And the guy and the guy that yelled at Lily Tomlin and Dustin Hoffman.
What's that?
You know, you've worked with him a couple times in the David O. Russell.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy as shit too.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, but you know who else is fucking crazy? I'm just putting this out there. Not that I've been asked to be in another one of his fucking movies is Paul Thomas Anderson, but who's fucking counting, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not in another one of his movies because he's probably relatively sane.
No, he's a fucking wacko. But the best.
What about? All right, let's table this for another time. We got a major championship here going on, and also they're just starting up with the tango lessons upstairs. So. Listeners won't notice, but for people in the room, it's kind of distracting. Okay. Mark gets to pick a category, right?
Yep. Let's do it.
We're going to need a bigger coat. And that, of course, is movies where someone is frozen. And at not KB Toys, because the guy's initials are KB, so he's saying he's not KB Toys. He doesn't want to get confused with them. He's probably had some issues with some children or something. He suggested Red Light Challenge, and in honor of our friend Ben Bailey and the show Cash Cab, and that's movies where there's a cab involved in a chase sequence, where one of the cars is a cab. And then Hyper Apathy suggested Cherub, and this was suggested around Valentine's Day, Cherub, and that, of course, is movies that have a lap dance in them.
Oh, nice.
Also known as a chair rub.
Oh, I get it. Let's see. Okay, so we can do like a lap dance, or we can do like a taxi. What was the first one?
Someone's frozen. I think we're going to need a bigger coat.
Yeah. You know what, dude?
No, what?
Let's go fucking...
Yeah, let's pick one.
Taxi movies.
Okay. Taxi cab is in a chase.
Yes, sir.
Would you like a movie where a taxi cab is involved in a chase from 1963, 1972, or 2004?
Let's say 2004.
1.5 stars from Leonard.
Got it.
You mean you have that piece of information, or you already know the answer?
What you say right now,
okay.
Todd.
All right, you don't have to say got it after everything. Okay. I'm going to trust that you're hearing me.
Yep.
Let me know if you can't hear a clue.
You got it.
He says this movie's about a hotshot. He also says that this was produced by a French person. He also goes with the extended version. I don't know. He spends a lot of time telling us about extended versions, but it's 112 minutes if you're interested from the 97 minutes theatrically. 1.5 stars. A cab is in a chase. And he lists 8 names. Mark Wahlberg. How many?
Zero names.
He says zero. We go to Sam.
-2.
I know, but do you know the order?
We're going to find out.
You don't fucking know the order, Sam Levine.
We're going to fucking find out.
Chris, what's Chris going to do?
It's strategy time. -3.
Oh, you son of a... Chris.
What? We're playing a game, right?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Shit.
Where's it going, Mark?
It goes to Mark.
Yeah. It's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. You get yours, because I'm going to get mine. Fucking classic song right there. Name it.
Well, I have no idea what movie it is or who was in that make-believe movie. I just didn't want Sam Levine to get another point. I'm going to say the movie is Taxi, and it stars Jimmy Fallon, Queen Latifah, and fuck it, let's say Eugene Levy. That sounds like he'd be in that movie, right?
I love that
take
fucking
a stab at
I
it.
Love
the
that. The answer is Taxi. Queen Latifah got top billing.
Oh, you're gone?
Then yes! Jimmy Fallon. And who do you think the third person is, Sam?
I have
any
no
idea?
Tom Lennon.
I never would.
I think the third person is just the cab. He acted like a cab.
Hey,
got
you know what? Ben Kingsley.
It's Henry Simmons.
Yeah.
Not Donnie Wahlberg, no. But Anne Margaret was in there. And,
yep. I was going to lead
Giselle
off with the Queen.
Bundchen.
I was going to lead off with the Queen because Fallon had only done Fever Pitch.
That means Mark is on the board with one point, you guys.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
But that was fun. You threw yourself on it, but then you almost guessed it anyway.
I got close.
You almost got it. You're crazy. All right. So we'll start with Sam, and then we'll go to Mark. And Sam gets to pick between... at Chrysiphus underscore... It sounded like there was going to be more to that, but that's it. Chrysiphus underscore. Lunch at Tiffany's. And that's romantic sequels. You don't see a lot of rom-com sequels because everyone just wants to murder the first one. But here's an example. At Magic Arc suggested Big Hero 6 Feet Under, which is, of course, the fun category where it's films where T.J. Miller gets killed. Mark's perking up already over that one. And at Ruroni1029, who even wrote to me on Twitter and told me how to pronounce Ruroni, and I think I'm still pronouncing it wrong, suggested 4 Red Weddings and a Funeral. And it's movies with Game of Thrones actors that have a wedding or a funeral in them. Or both, I guess.
I will take the Big Hero 6 Feet Under.
All right. I have a feeling you're very knowledgeable of TJ's film career.
I've seen him in quite a lot of things.
3 stars from Leonard for this one, mm-hmm. 2008. He says... says this movie's difficult to stomach. Mm. Not TJ's performance. just the overall movie. And he says this movie runs on pure adrenaline. Yeah. And he lists 7 names. Let's say 8 names. Let's go 8 names. No, let's take it back to 7. hyphenated names get me every time.
-1.
-1, he says, Mark.
Name it.
Cloverfield starring Lizzie Kaplan?
That's correct.
Yeah.
TJ's third build, but you just hear him during most of it. He just operates the camera, but you got good billing. Maybe Leonard met him before you reviewed it. Probably not. Sam's got 3 points, you guys.
Not good. Did somebody boo? That's too much, man. Really good at this.
Maybe that person was booing you. You and Mark for not having 3 points. But nah. Whatever, people are excited. This is a chance for you guys to catch up here because we're going to start with who challenged who there?
Mark challenged me.
Yeah, so we'll start with Chris and go to Mark. And Chris gets to pick between Trips Zero suggested To Have and To Have Not, KNOT. And that, of course, in honor of the movie that opened this past weekend. SpongeBob. We both did it! In honor of 50 Shades, this is movies with bondage scenes in them. Crosscheck, KROSS check on Twitter, suggested The Other Jeff Tate. And that's films with the band Queensryche on the soundtrack. And Super Naomi suggested Puff Puff Pass, and that's Emily Blunt movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. So what do you want? You want some bad blunts? You want some bondage? Or do you want the Queensryche on the soundtrack? I'm sure you're very familiar with films that have that.
Let's go bondage.
All right. Where'd it go?
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
2002.
Huh? It sounded like you were singing that song from Frozen.
I was, kind of. 2002 is the year. 3 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is intriguing. He says it's got superb performances. And he also calls it bold. And he lists 9 names.
Let's go negative one.
Negative one to Mark.
Can you read that to me again, brother?
I can try.
Thank you, sir.
Superb performances.
Okay,
intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And bold.
And the year was?
2002. 3 stars.
Somebody gets tied up.
That's your opinion.
So you say not. So, like, that could be Perfect Storm.
go negative two, Mark. Go negative
two. I'm afraid
Mark.
Your own career might hold you back in this game a little bit.
That'd be a first.
You can go negative two. I know you can.
Name it, brother.
Secretary James Spader.
That's correct.
Were 2 and 3 Maggie Gyllenhaal and Jeremy Davies?
Oh, let me see.
It's definitely Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Let me check show off.
Yeah, no, yeah, while we're at it, let's all just take our dicks out.
What do you think was number 4, Sam? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, an old lady.
No, I can't see any old ladies in here. Leslie Ann Warren. She wasn't old, though. Yeah. Patrick Bachow.
But wait, am I right?
But Jeremy Davies, yeah, Maggie 3? Gyllenhaal and Jeremy Davies, correct.
Yeah.
But there's no bonus points.
Oh, no.
This isn't Ab Midnight.
So we're not taking our dicks out?
Nope.
Because I was dead fucking
serious. No dick points.
Okay.
No dick points.
All right, Chris has 2 points. Sam has 3. Mark, you're still bringing up the rear here with 1 point.
Or as I like to call it, on the board.
Mark challenged Chris, so we'll start with Sam and then go to Mark. And Sam gets to pick between Ken Jennings. And that's the category where all of the films are in the form of a question. Sagan Baggins suggested on Twitter, Apollo 86. And that, of course, is films where Carl Weathers dies. And Interstellar got her groove back. Matthew McConaughey romantic films. Which one of those?
There's like 90 of them.
And all of his films are romantic because he's definitely in love with himself.
Let's do the Ken Jennings category.
His car commercials are romantic. Would you like a movie that's in the form of a question from 1965, 1987, or 2007?
65.
Whoa. That's an interesting play. 2 stars from Leonard. Who's up second now? Mark?
Yeah.
All right, get ready. 2 stars from Leonard. This movie from 1965. He says it's about a character who's disturbed. And he says that it's got a lot of misfired gags. But it gets to a few undeniable gems. It's got some gems, a lot of misfires. Any names? 7 people. 7 names.
Negative one.
Wow, that is interesting.
He was at an Oscar party with the star of that movie last year. It's really not even any.
Mark, what do you think?
Negative two.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Mark,
man. Team Sam is going to be very angry by that move.
Name it, sir.
Janet Lee, Jack Lemmon, guess who's coming to dinner?
Neither one of those people were in that movie.
Can I just...
But it was fun that you committed to a guess, but now Sam gets to show off, maybe.
No, here's the thing. I thought it was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but then I just realized that won an Academy Award in 1968. So it can't fucking be that movie. I would have gotten it wrong.
Okay, let's just fucking take our dicks out.
Is it What's New Pussycat?
Wait, Sam still wants to guess.
Is it What's New Pussycat?
And?
Peter Sellers.
That's correct.
I would have gotten it wrong.
That's awesome that you didn't get
it.
I really thought
it was that.
I thought it was, too. That's why I went. But Jack Lemmon and Janet Leigh?
All right, you guys are gaining on it. Mark has two. Chris has two. I think they're making it.
I'm pretty sure I got it.
Just leave it what he said, Doc. Just go with what Doc fucking said, bro.
I challenged him.
That's right. Chris and Sam have three. Mark has one.
Yes,
Mark. Mark doesn't get to start us off this time, but he does get to go second again. That seems to be the trend here. Sam gets to pick. Sam gets to pick between Superman, and that's movies with soup or man in the title. These are so. I thought
probably man, right? I'm thinking of like one soup movie.
You'd be surprised.
Wait,
you'd be surprised number of soup movies.
Are you at the point when I can start requesting categories or no?
No. Okay. You got to take one of these three.
All right.
Well, I don't think we're going to get to that point.
All right, because one came up earlier.
Soup or man. And this one's an awesome one.
Yeah.
Serpico and Sepulveda. And that's Al Pacino movies that take place in Los Angeles. Or at Gregory Pecks, P-E-C-S, suggested on Twitter, a box of chocolate. And that's any movie ever made. Because with the box of chocolate category, you never know what you're going to get.
I'll take that one.
All right, Sam's going box of chocolate. Would you like a box of chocolate movie from 1995 or 2009?
95.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that's amongst all movies ever made. He says about this movie that the main character is dedicated, and he also says that this movie's well acted, and he says that... He says, not much violence, per se. And he lists a whopping... Wow. 16. 16 people.
14.
And maybe some animals.
Wait, maybe or...
I'm saying maybe because that does happen. I can't say that it's just people because sometimes he does list animals. But right. Sam's going with 14.
I'll go with 14 people and possible animals.
We go to Mark.
13.
No. Right? We go to Chris next, right?
Because Chris challenged last time?
Yeah,
Chris challenged Mark and he didn't get it. Correct. Comes to you, Chris.
It comes to me.
Sam says 16.
You said 14.
I said 14 out of 16.
Sam says 12 out of 14.
Let's go 10 names.
Okay, 10 names. Mark.
Name it.
All right. 10 names.
Shit.
This is going to be embarrassing when I don't get this.
Let me get ready for this one. Richard Portnow, Leland Orser, Michael Massey, Hawthorne James, Peter Crombie, no Fitch, Reginald E. Cathay, maybe.
Oh, that makes all the difference. Thank you.
John Cassini, Mark Boone Jr., Julie Ariscog, I've given you too many. That's one.
I got 10 names.
Oh, John C. McGinley is your 10th name.
Ooh. 95. Mm-hmm. Not much violence to speak of.
Dedicated lead character. Well acted.
The Usual Suspects.
3 stars.
So close.
Yeah.
Sam figured it out?
Yeah, by Leland Orser, it's 7.
And why do you think I put 7 in the box of chocolate category? Little extra weird clue in there.
Nice job, Doug. Nice, see what you did there.
Nice try.
Wait, hold on a sec. Can we just talk about the fact that Leonard Maltin doesn't consider a dude fucking a woman with a knife much violence?
Well, we don't see that. We don't see that. Mark.
Not much violence.
We don't
per
see
se.
It.
Yeah, per se.
Per se.
We
per
don't
se.
See it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like 7. Is it gross? No, I mean per se. It's,
nah.
A guy knife fucks a woman, but
you'd never do that.
What's that?
Nothing. So, who got the point?
Mark got the point.
That's what I thought. Mark is catching up.
This is a real game.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that. I just said a completely pointless fucking thing into the microphone.
No, I liked it.
Because I'm uncomfortable with silence.
I love it. I'm trying to get keep this thing going, and you filled in the space nicely.
Oh, my God.
Are we getting close?
Sam's worried about the time. We've got 21 minutes to settle this thing. Akon Movies suggested...
Who's
this goes, starts with me and goes to Mark.
As always. Goes to Mark every time. Akon Movies, Sam, suggested 50 Shades of Grape. Films where Johnny Depp has sex.
Okay. All right.
At G. Johnson Jr. on Twitter suggested Nationwide is by your side. Because that, of course, is films where a child dies. And at Jables21 suggested Donnie Darko. And that is Donnie Wahlberg horror movies. Yeah.
I was hoping it was movies where you can't see Donnie.
Movies where Donnie wears blackface.
Where Donnie didn't pay the electric bill.
I'll take my Donnie Wahlberg horror movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited. 2007 is the year. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that
he wrote that. I love when Leonard gets glib.
He says the performances are subpar in this movie. So no offense to Donnie on that. He also says that's a weird kind of, it's almost part of the perverse appeal of this film, is that the performances are subpar. That's about all I can say about it, I think. And he lists 13 names. 2.5 stars from 2007.
Zero names.
Sam says zero.
How many points do I have? 4?
You have 2 points.
Okay.
But Sam has 3 and Chris has 3, so you're in a bit of a situation here.
Yeah.
What would Mark Wahlberg do?
By now, Mark Wahlberg would work out.
We need you to stay and finish the game.
I'm debating working out on the stage while I do it. I could do some plyo. Alright, I'm going to say name it.
Is that Saw 5?
No, it's not. It's Saw 4.
Oh, they skipped a year. Did they skip a year? Was it? I thought it was 2005 for you.
Son of a bitch.
My recall of earlier in the evening was off, guys. I'm so sorry. That's how I was doing my Saw math.
Sam, 3-way tie.
All right, Sam.
We can still have
that dick show contest if you want.
Mark Wahlberg has 3.
Can I just say,
Sam has 3.
I would 10 times rather be asked to name the movie and get it wrong than get fucking boxed out.
Sure.
What's in the boxed out?
Yeah.
I turned that down.
You never know what you're going to get.
You turned down seven?
I boxed did turn down seven.
Who were you playing?
They wanted me to play the dude with no fucking tongue, and I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, we'll pay you $7,000 to lay down for an hour. And I'm like,
you could have let Donnie do that, right?
No, Donnie did it. Donnie, okay. That is Donnie. A lot of people don't know that. That is Donnie.
All right, so who challenged Sam?
Mark did.
So Chris gets to start us off, and then we'll go to Mark. Mark is just a challenging machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the meat in this sandwich, bro.
Is that why you keep trying to pull your dick out?
No. My dick's trying itself to get out.
Okay, Chris, here are your options. At War Garbler, WHAR Garbler on Twitter suggested first name basis. And this is an interesting one. You know, could be any movie at all. I tried to pick something that's a well-known movie. But when we read the names, I'm only going to read first names. Yeah, weird.
You can
right?
pick the next category, please.
Yeah. I'm throwing it out there if you want to, you know. That sounds like something you might be good at.
It does not.
Maybe this will sound better. At 420 B Baker Street suggested Dear White People.
All right, now we're talking.
It's the movies of Betty, Jack, or Mike White. All of whom are not in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
Do you need a third one? Yeah. At Hoy Polloi 19 suggested he's just not that into Hugh. And it's movies that Hugh Grant movies that Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less.
Let's go Hugh Grant.
All right. The year is 2009. Leonard gave this movie 2 stars. He says about the film that... wow. There's a murder in this movie. And it's also mindless.
What year is it?
2009. Ooh. 2 stars from Leonard. There's a murder in this film. It's mindless.
I can't even remember.
And he also says predictable.
Hugh Grant.
Predictable.
Thank you.
And he lists 11 names.
2009?
Yeah.
And a murder.
11
and
names.
Hugh Grant. I'm saying 11 names.
Good, smart opening bid.
We go 10.
Mark says 10, Sam.
Mark Wahlberg named that movie.
Oh,
we'll see.
Gets 10, ballsy. 10 names out of 11. All right, let's do it. This will throw one of you guys into the lead. Seth Gilliam, Beth Fowler, Wilford Brimley, Dana Ivey, Jesse Liebman, Elizabeth Moss, Michael Kelly, Sam Elliott, Mary Steenburgen, and Sarah Jessica Parker in...
She's the second bill person. Hugh's number one. I don't think it's 2 weeks' notice. I will.
Only left out one name in this movie that has Hugh Grant in it.
Right.
I very much like that Wilford Brimley's name just got a laugh by itself.
People like what they know.
He hasn't been good since The Firm. All right. About a Boy 2, Where's That Fucking Boy? You're going to get it wrong.
Can I ask you,
get it wrong, great.
I want to just, before I tell you the answer, I just want to ask you a quick question.
Not?
Can I ask you a question, Mark?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
All right, this might help you. Did you hear about the Morgans?
No.
Is the name of the movie.
Yeah, I don't think anybody fucking heard about the Morgans.
Yeah, it did not go over well, I don't think. The did you hear about the Morgans movie?
If I had been pressed to come up with the title, I could not have, but I remember the stupid movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That was a real, real, real tough one. And that means Sam Levine is out in the lead again with 4 points.
Not good.
He's also going to miss the early bird special at his party.
Yeah.
Oh, there's coffee's gone?
Doug, if you're not in your seat by 3:15, I mean, you're not getting into the place. All the old people are
They're already there early.
They're already in line.
Show up early.
They're
already waiting. Especially if there was a break in the rain, that's when they're going to go.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that I'm busting on you? But I bet this part, I swear to God, okay?
Yeah.
No Donnies. I mean what I'm saying. I bet your party is so much fucking fun because the best Hollywood stories are old Hollywood fucking stories.
I 100% agree with you. That's why I go to this thing.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
Talk to you into it. All right, so we're back to Chris again?
Yep.
Okay.
And then over to me.
And then over to Sam.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, stepping right in it, buddy. At BDM... 6985 suggested Raging Bull, and that of course is movies where Robert De Niro smokes weed. At Gilson 2 G-I-L-L-S-O-N 2 suggested Droid Rage, and that's movies with fighting robots. And at Sebastian Nebel suggested Go Bananas. Bless you, sneezing person in the back. Go Bananas, which is movies that have the word apes in the title. And I'll give you an example. The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I'm going to say Raging Bull.
All right.
And those are what?
Movies where Robert De Niro smokes the reefer.
Okay.
3 stars.
Don't know why I said it like one of the attendees at Sam's party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smokes the reefer. Jazz cigarette, you say?
Jazz cigarette, that's fucking great.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1997 that he says is leisurely paced. He says that it's got dynamite performances. And again, kind of harping on the leisurely pace note, he ends the review with, it has periodic lulls. And he lists 9 names.
Zero names.
-2.
God damn it.
I knew it. I didn't know. Oh, goddamn pity. Play it smart.
Just fucking say what you're saying. What are you saying?
I'm trying to tell you to cheat.
Don't tell him what to do, but I, you know.
No, I know what he's fucking saying. That's what I'm saying. Just say it.
Sorry, okay, so you're -2.
So
you.
If I go -3.
Right.
He's going to make you name it. You won't be able to.
Right.
Then
they will be in a tie. Right.
Then we'll be continuing.
Also, there's a good chance I could get the order wrong.
Right. And then either way, I leave here a fucking movie star.
I love that part. I love the part about there's a chance.
Yeah.
There's always
good
the chance,
you guys.
There's
it's
always
really
a
strong.
Good.
You've heard me all day today. I've not known anything. It's been tough.
Right. It's just, I'm just cashing checks in life. It's horrible.
Got a moral dilemma on his hands. Or maybe, do you have any idea what it might be?
No, I have a total fucking idea what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty certain I know three people
deep.
Oh,
well, then it's not going to be that much of a throwing yourself on the grenade if you...
No, I'm not that guy.
All right, do what you got to do.
Let's go -3.
Chris?
Name it.
All right, this will be really interesting because
sorry, Sam.
Because Mark will pull into a tie for first place with Sam if he can do this. Give me the name of the movie and then the top three billed people in order.
The name of the movie first?
Yep. But I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong until you say all of it.
Jackie Brown, Judy Greer, Robert De Niro, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
That is the dumbest mic drop in the history of everything.
Oh, so
not
bad.
A single person here thinks Jennifer Jason Leigh is in Jackie Brown.
Sure. Not a single person?
Not one person here that's a real person thinks it's Jennifer Jason Leigh. The top three are Pam Grier, Samuel L. Jackson, Robert Forster. Yeah, Jackie Brown. But that was exciting. And now Chris and Sam are tied for the lead with 4 apiece.
I just got it wrong. It fucking happens. Sometimes.
He said to me, I really thought I knew it.
Yeah.
But he led off with Jennifer Jason Leigh.
No, I did not. I said Judy Greer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not correct.
Who's also not in the movie.
Wait, you didn't say Jennifer Jason Leigh?
I did.
You said Judy Greer instead of Pam
Judy
Greer?
Greer instead of Pam Greer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get them confused all the time. All right.
Sometimes you're in The Departed, sometimes you're in The Truth About Charlie. There's nothing you can fucking do about it.
Which one of those was the bad one?
Oh, The Departed.
I'm just playing around with you.
Okay. Right.
I always get one in. I mean, you let me get one in. Where are we starting?
Starts with me, goes to Chris.
Here we go. I knew Sam would know because he's in a hurry to get to some old people. The guests might be dying. He needs to get there.
The great thing is young people would be like, fuck you. Old people are worried.
Yeah.
Okay, starts with Sam and goes to Chris?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Sam, please pick between... At Benjamin Salas suggested on Twitter, Wahlberg versus Wahlberg. And that's Mark Wahlberg movies that came out in the same year. So whichever one we do, there was another Wahlberg movie that came out that same year.
Got it. Thank you.
Finally.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's not going to get picked. Bigger in BCN suggested, how did this get laid? And it's movies where a nerd gets a girl. And at Nick underscore Knack underscore no, N-O-E, suggested, that's what she said. And that's movies that have a female narration at some point.
Oh, at some point.
Yeah.
I'll take the geek gets the girl.
Right on. The year is 1984. Two stars from Leonard. He says... about this movie, not bad, which is another way of saying two stars. And he also says about this movie that the two leads are likable. And he lists a whopping 13 names?
Negative one.
Goes to me, negative two.
Name it.
Oh, shit.
You haven't caught on to this yet?
I didn't think it was going to be. Have you not caught on? He's got 4 points.
Yeah, I just want him to win.
Oh, okay, great. So, that. All right.
Wait, doesn't Mark have 3 points?
Mark definitely has 3 points. Yeah, Mark has 3 points.
You
we're
sure
going
about
for
that?
We're going for a four-way tie right now, or three-way tie.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Yeah. He doesn't know how many points I have or how many people are playing this game. But
I don't know.
Trust him.
I don't know.
I'm it's pretty just, sure three people are playing.
Yeah.
And Mark has three.
I have three.
Yeah.
And and now he just said name it.
Yep.
And
yeah, name it to me.
How many names do you have to do it in?
Negative two.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the name of the movie and then negative two. But Chris will win the game if he does this correctly.
Right, but I'm not going to. So Weird Science, Anthony Michael Hall, and I don't know the other guy, Steve Smith. I don't know the other.
Oh, yeah, what was that guy's name?
No
Ian
clue.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm clearly wrong, but...
It's. Do you want to say what it is, Sam?
Yeah, 16 Candles with Molly Ringwald. No?
No.
Oh, that's great! Oh, up yours!
You saved him, my friend.
He was mad when he thought he was right.
That's fucking
guys,
great!
Guys, please don't yell at each other. Just fight.
That's fucking great!
It's Revenge of the Nerds with Robert Carradine and Anthony Edwards.
Bitch. Yeah.
There you go. Sometimes the strategy backfires.
That's true. Messed that one up.
For the record here, no Donnies. I knew what the movie was, but I did not know anything else.
Three-way tie. It's time for asparagus pee.
This totally goes in Sam's... Oh, I messed that play up hard.
Because Sam gets to go first now.
Oh, fuck.
And it goes to... Chris.
No, goes to Mark.
Didn't Chris just challenge Mark the other
I
way
did.
Around?
I challenged.
No, Mark challenged.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it could change. It's Mark again. Sam to Mark, so good luck, Chris. You might not even get a chance
to participate.
I
have a strange feeling.
I'm going to read the whole review, and then Sam will start us off with what I assume will be zero or less names.
I really want to win, but even if I don't, my publicist keeps telling me I need to seem more human. Like, more like normal people. And so, if I lose, Sarah, I'm sorry, but guys, I'm just like you. I'm not anything fucking like any of you.
You ready, Sam?
Yes.
For this movie?
Very ready, Doug.
Two and a half stars from Leonard.
Yeah.
This movie from 1992 is a USA production.
Network?
157 minutes long.
Long movie.
Made in the United States, I mean.
Oh.
He says this movie is the story of a timid prep school student who earns much-needed money on a long weekend taking a job as a companion to a crusty, blind, hard-drinking ex-army colonel. What does that say? These really came in handy today. Little dreaming the colonel has his own agenda. Oh, I see. He's taking a long weekend job as a companion to this colonel who has his own agenda. Enjoyable, and then in parentheses, if barely believable. Oh, really, Leonard? The scene where he drives a car? Yeah. Seem barely believable? Galvanized by a bravura Oscar-winning performance, Bo Goldman's script is seriously weakened by a story appendage that plays like leftover material from Dead Poets Society, based on the 1974 Italian film Profumo di Donna. That sounds like it's the scent of a specific woman. And Leonard lists 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 names.
Oh, it's going to be big. No, it's going to be the smart play. -2.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Mark.
You got a real moral dilemma here, Mark.
I have no clue what you mumbled.
I said you have a real moral dilemma.
No, I don't. Name it.
Oh, all right. Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino, Chris O'Donnell. Oh,
there it is.
Sam Levine has done it again. Gentlemen. Who do you think that third name is, Sam?
James Rebhorn.
Who do you think the fourth name is?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, Gabriel Anwar.
Of course. But was Rebhorn three?
Then Philip Seymour Hoffman.
All right.
Yeah, Richard Venture, Bradley Whitford, Rochelle Oliver, and Francis Conroy is in that movie. I didn't even know.
Hey, it's 2:30.
You remember?
Yeah, nailed it.
It's 2:30. We did it, you guys. Thank you so much for coming. Look for Sam in the next stage of the tournament. Coming soon. You guys got shitheads on these babies?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. And you got anything to plug real quick?
Check out Canceled Pod on iTunes. Canceled Podcast. It's super fun. That's my new show.
Yeah. All right. And DougLovesMovies.com for all my stuff. And the Wahlburgers show is a shithead.
Yep.
And Brian Williams is a shithead.
And a week from this Tuesday, Wahlberg Solution at UCB Sunset. You can come fucking hang out with me and have your life fucking changed. Serious. I hope you're fucking there. There's no room in store for you.